Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So we went to go see that thing yesterday at the Plaza Theater. It's Shen Yun or something like that, the Chinese dance troupe.
Uh-huh.
It was really interesting. It was really nice. Tons of people.
Yeah?
Very cool. Yeah, really? I was really surprised at how many people were there. Like, almost, I would say almost full.
Because it sounds more like Shen Yun
to me. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it.
That it sounds boring.
Oh, no.
Shen Yun.
It wasn't at all. No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, clearly.
Sorry.
I have to explain it to you. Maybe I should have said it like this. Sounds more like Shen Yun.
That's possible.
Yeah.
It was good.
Really?
It was actually really good. Although, it felt a tad...
Forced?
No. It felt a tad religious.
Zen-ish?
Yeah, because it was like they were talking about this particular religion throughout the show.
Uh-huh.
And how they're not allowed to practice that in China right now because of the communists.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't like that particular religion.
What is it, like some kind of Christianity thing?
No, I think it's Buddhism.
A Buddha?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Nah, man. He was with Buddha.
He was with Buddha, man. Look it up, kids.
Google teaching Chong, kids.
That's right. But it was weird, and because throughout the show they kept like referencing this particular religion, and it wasn't Buddhism. It was something else. And so I looked up some information about the troupe, and they are part of like a group that is out there to, to promote this particular religion.
Through dance.
And I was like, that's really odd. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it wasn't like, indoctrination like, 1984 or anything
sure,
like that.
Sure, it was subtle indoctrination,
it
Trisha.
Was
that's
subtle.
How it works.
It was subtle.
It works. You're supposed to be subtle.
Yes, well, not always.
You know?
Hello, Scientology. But
even that starts off subtle.
It does. They don't tell you about the spaceships
the next
and
thing
the,
you know, you're disowning
the giants
your family.
Until a long, long time later
next
after
thing
that.
You know, you're cutting a $10,000 check.
I know, right? Every month.
But
yeah, it was just weird. It was just, it seemed a little bit odd to me.
Yeah.
I really dug the dance, though. It was really neat.
But I think the subtlety worked, though, because that's the only way I can explain your shaved head.
If only. I'm getting to that point where I think I'm just going to start all over.
Yeah.
I really am. Not because of religion, but because I hate my hair.
Just because.
Because I hate my hair.
Yeah.
You know?
All it takes is one bad haircut.
Dude, and next
then
thing
it just
you know,
goes
2 years
direction.
Later.
Yeah, you're going in the wrong direction after that.
Yeah, it's making me crazy. Yeah. I honestly think I'm just going to go ahead and shave my head and start all over again.
Yeah.
I really do.
Cool.
Can I
film?
I know.
Want to do it Friday?
I know.
Let's do it Friday. You want to do it Friday?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. For real?
No.
Let's shave your head.
I'm not going to shave my head.
Why not?
I think I'm just going to get it cut really short.
Let's do it. You want to do it Friday? Let's do it Friday. Let's cut your hair really short Friday.
I don't know.
I'll film it.
I have to think about this.
For the YouTube.
For the YouTube.
For the YouTube. Come on. Let's do it. Let's cut your hair really short. Like pixie short.
I'm serious,
do that?
I'm not kidding. I'm thinking about it.
Let's do that. Okay, so what's it going to take?
I don't know. Somebody who knows what they're doing.
Well, we could find somebody. Doesn't Ivan cut hair? Or is he just, is Ivan News just a...
Ivan News, I think he's just a makeup artist.
Just a makeup artist, okay. But he probably knows somebody who cuts
hair. Well, sure, I'm sure.
I'm not saying all gay guys hang around together. That's not exactly what I mean.
That's what you said, man.
That's not what I mean.
I heard it.
I'm saying that he probably knows somebody. Well, think about it, yo.
Okay.
Think about it.
I am. I really am. Because every morning I wake up and I'm like, yeah, it's a cap.
Like, what's her name? Michelle Williams.
Yeah. I'm
like
seriously
really
thinking about doing something
it.
Like that. Yeah.
Like that.
The only
or
bad
Kate
thing.
Hudson.
The only bad thing.
When she went like all bald.
Super short. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
The only bad thing is that I won't have hair to put over my ears when I sleep, and that invites vampires.
Mm.
It does. Mm. It invites vampires, and it invites ghostesses.
I don't know, but if your hair is that short, you'll scare them away. Especially if they're looking for girls.
Right.
They'll be like,
not here.
Two boys in the same bed.
No girls here.
But I digress. Sounds like Shen Yun. Mike and Trisha Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Happy Monday.
Woo! KISS FM. The The race for outgoing Congressman Beto O'Rourke's seat took an odd turn this weekend when two of the women who were running for the office seemed to team up to slam a third woman in the race. Democratic congressional candidates Norma Chavez and Dori Fennenbach said that they were at the Saturday press conference because El Paso Children's Hospital is in serious financial danger, and they blame former county judge Veronica Escobar. Chavez said Children's and University Medical Center is, quote, quickly going on debt row. Children's officials said last week that they lost nearly $4 million in the last quarter, and it still owes UMC $48 million. Escobar did not attend the press conference and said it was a smear campaign by her opponents. She also said the hospital's financials are reported monthly at UMC board meetings, and they're reported quarterly at commissioner's court meetings. And having a press conference to announce what had already been made public was a last-ditch effort to try to malign good work and to try to drag the Children's Hospital into their mudslinging. Fennenbach and Chavez are running against each other and against Escobar, so ABC 7 asked about the unusual alignment at the press conference. Fennenbach said, quote, there's no alignment here other than community leaders who care about transparency, care about solving the problems at Children's Hospital, and bringing the community into the conversation about how we can solve it together. And in a closed-door meeting with donors on Saturday night, President Trump expressed praise for the Chinese president's ability to kill off term limits. Trump said, quote, he's now president for life. President for life. No, he's great. And look, he was able to do that. I think it's great. Maybe we'll give that a shot someday. It's not clear whether he was kidding. He was probably kidding. But requests for comments from the White House were not returned.
Of course he was kidding.
Because he said a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah,
he talked about who's going to be next to leave. Was it Steve Mnuchin or Melania, something like that? He also talked about how his son-in-law couldn't get in because he couldn't clear security.
Yeah, because he was late. He was running late.
Right.
And that was the joke that he made about why he got there late.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course he was kidding. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, I'm not all that crazy about a lot of the stuff that he said and done.
But that was clearly a joke.
Because
it was that kind of, you know, event.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. See, because you got to hear it in context. That's why.
Right.
You know, a lot of times the written word just doesn't do stuff justice.
Well, yeah. And if you don't
get the inflections.
And if you don't know all the other stuff that he said.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. Because they just take a little piece.
I mean, it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of like he was trying to compete with Saturday Night Live.
Here, listen. Maybe he wasn't. No, he was.
He was. It was a joke. Kiss FM.
How fast is the year going? Don't answer that. It's rhetorical.
Okay.
Mike and Trisha's annual Easter basket drive is here.
I know.
That's how fast.
That's crazy fast.
Easter comes early this year.
Mm-hmm. April 1st.
And so we need your help. We need you to support our annual Easter basket drive because we got a ton of money that we need to raise in just 3 to 4 weeks.
Right. We've got about 500 kids that we help every year. That's our original list. And then if we make more money, then we tend to help other kids too. Last year we weren't able to because we just got right at the $5,000 mark.
Yeah.
So don't freak out about $5,000. Here's what you need to know. If you give us $10, we can get a kid a basket. And that's one kid that we can knock off that list.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, it all adds up because we have never not hit our goal of 500 baskets. Never.
So just
throw that money in there. $10, that's it. That's good. We're good.
Here's how you can help support our Easter basket drive. Go to kisselpaiso.com and click on the Mike and Trisha tab. That's it.
Yeah.
On the Mike and Trisha tab, there is a link to our online donation site.
Mm-hmm.
And you just click on that. You'll see a whole bunch of colored Easter eggs. That's how you know you're there.
Right.
And plus it says, support Mike and Trisha's annual Easter basket drive. And you click on that. And you make your donation.
Yeah.
And help us help El Paso's children in need.
And
so that they too can wake up with an Easter basket on Sunday morning.
Yeah. And, you know, I always hear from people who go, I feel so bad because really what good is one basket? Well, it's one basket.
Yeah.
That, believe me, it will help that one kid.
Uh-huh.
And really, honestly, help that one kid.
That's right.
So please,
$10. What good is one basket? It's equal to one gigantic smile
on
Easter morning.
It's true. And I've seen these kids get these baskets, and they are amazing. Those kids are so wonderful.
Go to kisselpaso.com, click on the Mike and Trisha tab. Make your online donation today. Thank you. Kiss FM. Kiss FM is Mike and Trisha Mornings. Happy Monday.
Woo-hoo.
Is the Oscars over yet?
Finally.
Oh my gosh, that was a long telecast.
Lord, and it wasn't even good. Really, honestly, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, well, you know,
it
most
was
of
watchable.
Them aren't. You know, there's only, what, a handful of categories anybody really cares about?
Yeah, and see, I think that what they need to do is, I get it, cinematographers and lighting and all that stuff. I get it. They're a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are like technical Oscars.
Yeah, put them all on the net, right?
Yeah.
Do that. And just give us the four and make it an hour.
And that's it. And that's it.
Like, even host Jimmy Kimmel knew it was going to be a long time, so he bribed all of the award winners.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
He goes, whoa.
And he was serious about it, too.
Yeah.
In fact, at the end of the night, it turned out that the jet ski was awarded to Phantom Thread costume designer Mark Bridges for his 32-second speech.
Oh, no. More copyrighted material that we can't play here. So sorry.
To people that he thanked, like everybody else, and he did it in 32 seconds. Yeah. I don't see why it can't be done.
And see, and the thing is that most of the people who get thanked are like total industry insiders.
Oh, I know.
Nobody knows who
Nobody
they are.
Nobody does.
You know?
Nobody does.
And I mean, it's great that they get thanked and everything, but wouldn't it be better if after you won the Oscar, you sent them a nice bouquet and said, thank you so much for helping me get this?
Wouldn't it be better if you had to turn in your speech in advance and everybody that you thanked, they could just scroll?
I know, exactly. That's a good idea. They could do like a graphic on the side.
You could just scroll.
Yeah.
And then while the person did like stuff like say, hey, thanks, and then leave. Also trending from last night's Oscar is that weird laugh that award-winning Frances McDormand.
Oh,
I
know.
Did you hear her when she went up to accept her award?
McDormand. Uh-huh.
What is this all about?
Yeah, more copyrighted material. I know, it's annoying. Write your congressman. What do you want me to do?
What the hell is that all
she's
about?
She's odd anyway.
Oh, my
gosh. She is an odd cookie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's an odd cookie. I've seen her in interviews, and she's just out there, man.
Although, trust me, I'm saving this. Totally saving that.
It's so scary. That's like the stuff nightmares are made out of. It's like you're laying in bed one night. It's quiet. Next thing you hear is...
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Kiss FM.
Me. Never gets old, dude.
If you recall, a couple of Fridays ago was National Dog Biscuit Day, and I made the stupid assumption that you would rather see Trisha eat dog biscuits than me. So we put it out for vote. Boy, was I wrong.
Boy, were you wrong.
Dang, by a landslide, I think.
Yeah, like 75 to 51.
Like, okay, but still bad. Gah. And so, you know, this past Friday, I had to pay it off, man.
You did.
I kept my word.
You are a man of your word.
Here is an audio clip of me eating dog biscuits for breakfast. You ready?
Eat the whole thing.
That's not bad.
Can you do the Scooby-Doo?
Ruby? I'm going to try the minty one.
Okay. You're not supposed to spit them out. You're supposed to swallow.
Cocaine.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're doing that. Oh, gross.
There, you heard me eat dog biscuits for breakfast.
Yep.
You can watch me eat dog biscuits for breakfast on KissElPaso.com.
It's hilarious. It is hilarious.
Hey, check it out for yourself, man. I know there were some comments made on the Mike and Trisha Facebook page that you needed to see photos. Mm-hmm. You had to see the video or it didn't happen. Because it would be so like me to pretend. And I'll stop you when you're lying.
I know, right?
But there is visual evidence, and you can find it online right now at KissElPaso.com. And FYI, they weren't that bad at all.
Yeah, I've actually, I think Monica said that diabetics go in and get them.
That's
because
what
they
I
don't
hear.
Have any sugar or something like
That's
that.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Animals can't taste sugar, I think.
I guess, something like that.
Or it's
that.
Not good for them or something like that.
Yeah.
I think cats can't taste sugar, but it's not good for dogs.
Okay.
I don't know. But they weren't bad for me either.
Yeah.
as I say on KissElPaso.com, as I wrote, I could lose another dog biscuit bet, and I'd be okay with it. There would be worse things that I could lose a bet to.
True that.
You know? But check it out on KissElPaso.com. I am a man of my word,
yes.
And there is visual proof on KissElPaso.com. Dog biscuits for breakfast. Kiss FM. Hey, two people have donated online to our Easter basket drive.
Okay, so we had Edna earlier, and she donated $25.
Right, yeah, Edna Lerma, and now Kathy Enriquez, $30.
Woohoo!
We're up to $55 online.
All
Michael
right.
Church's annual Easter Basket Drive.
That's excellent.
Please help us help El Paso children in need.
Yes.
Make sure they, too, wake up with an Easter basket come Easter Sunday, which this year comes early.
Yeah,
it comes
April
early.
1st.
That is less than 4 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help, and we need it quickly to reach our goal of $5,000.
And it's super easy to do. Just go online. Go to kisselpaso.com. Click on the Mike and Tricia page, and you can get the blog that takes you to our GoFundMe page. And then, no matter what you give us, we're going to turn that into baskets for El Paso's neediest kids. And it's not necessarily, you know, these are kids who are like in shelters. Yeah. These are kids who are in family situations that are terrible family situations.
Right.
And you know what? Or they're just in a family situation where their parents cannot afford an Easter basket.
Yeah. Once we go like past 500,
yeah.
You know, 500 Easter baskets, and we're able to reach even deeper into the community,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times those places are like for children who are in impoverished families, and
right.
They're not going to get one, not because they just the money is for other stuff. I mean,
well,
there's
yeah.
just not
you,
you know 12
the
bucks for Easter baskets.
Yeah, you got to keep the lights on. You got to feed everybody.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Please do help us one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Either you know you pick up you do a drive of your own and get us these store bought pre-assembled Easter baskets, or you make your online donation, which you can do so on kisselpaso.com. Just click on the Mike and Tricia tab.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.